702. Call Googs on 011-883-0702.
8 minutes after 8 o'clock, time for us to find out, to check in with Gail Edmonds with what to watch this weekend if you're looking for something. Gail, good morning. A little bit later than normal, but thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Googs. Yes, I'm streaming this week because you're doing the big screen, so that's good. That works.
So, what are we looking at? Sanditon?
Yes, I don't know if you see, I know you don't like violence, so this would be right up your street. It's sort of period drama, fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on the ups and downs of Jane Austen, the last novel she was writing just before she died.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things with Jane Austen is there aren't quite enough of them. So the Andrew Davis, who everyone, his writing skills, he wrote, he adapted Bridget Jones's Diary. He adapted A Suitable Boy, Les Miserables, War and Peace. So he's a dab hand at sort of adapting novels into TV series. But this time he's actually taken what she started and extrapolated it into a full series. And it's based in a seaside town where Tom Parker, who's played by Chris Marshall, has this vision of it becoming the place where sort of London society comes every season.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the sort of backdrop. And then the lead character is a young woman called Charlotte Hayward, played by Rose Williams. All the characters, like with a lot of these British TV series, they're very familiar, so you'll recognize them from a variety of shows. And in the first season, she sort of fell in love with Tom's brother, and there was all sorts of shenanigans going on. And then the beginning of this one, I don't want to give too much away, but he's definitely not on the scene anymore, and Charlotte returns to Sanditon, and there's sort of another whole setup. And I have to say that, you know, we've had a lot of these shows. We had the second season of Bridgerton, which was very disappointing, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
We've had The Gilded Cage, which was watchable, but, you know, the New York set one. And this one, I think, actually, the writing is much better. He captures the essence of Jane Austen. So you can look out for the Mr. Wickham character. He's there. Marianne's character from Sense. You'll see that if you're a fan, you'll see those sort of story arcs that you're familiar with playing out. And if you are looking for complete switch off for the day, you can pretty much do the Sunday afternoon after lunch. You need about 5 hours and then you'll be through it,
mm-hmm.
which I also like because I don't like too much of a commitment, you know. 6 parts, plenty, 40 minutes each, lovely. Perfect afternoon activity.
So the series, the show is based on a Jane Austen book that wasn't finished. So how do they do the 6 parts? Is it at some point, is it inspired by the book and they kind of take creative license?
Absolutely. So what amazes me the most is that they were season one, this is season two, and spoiler alert, they set it up beautifully for season three. So having now been inspired, they appear to be very inspired and they are heading for season three. But it is an enjoyable, you know, if you enjoyed the sort of long form Pride and Prejudice and Sense and Sensibility, the sort of long version BBC ones that are many episodes, you will enjoy this. It's very relaxing. You know, there's nothing to, there's sort of a bit of intrigue and a bit of sort of longing gazes here and there, but it's very well put together, well written, and I think it is well worth watching.
Is this available on BritBox? Sounds like a BritBox.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the BritBox. Yes, the BritBox.
Yeah. So you say it's worth a watch, and did you say it's not too violent, so I could watch it?
There's no violence at all.
Wonderful.
You'll be good. You can watch the whole thing without covering your eyes.
Great. I was wondering, have you watched Savage Beauty on Netflix?
I have not yet.
I think it is worth your time. It's not very child-friendly, so kids.
Right. Okay.
But it's a new Netflix original with a fantastic South African cast. I had planned to just watch the one episode. I then ended up binging the whole thing yesterday. And each episode is about 50 minutes, so it was a real commitment. but it was such a good time. I do enjoy when they're African originals. This is another South African one, and I was wondering if you'd watched it, and I'd love to know your thoughts if you get a chance to watch it. It was just, I thought it was such a good time. There is a little bit of like a tiny bit of violence, but not too much. Like I could even watch it. So
I was going to say, if you're able to manage it, I'm sure I can manage it. Yeah, so, I actually haven't been watching Netflix for a little while now. I've sort of swapped over to something else because I found there wasn't a lot of new stuff, but maybe now there is, now that I've turned it off for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. So if you get a chance, have a look and then let me know what you think when we chat next.
Absolutely.
Great. Thank you so much, Gail. Have a fantastic Sunday further.